No. It's not like having one every year.
Now, when did you first get your birth control instruction? After
Oh,
Martha or after Tom?
after Tom was born, that's when
And he was born, when did you say?
in 37. In
Yeah.
37, and Virginia was born in 1940. And Freddie was born in 1952. Virginia was 12 years old when he was born. We really enjoyed him because we didn't have a baby anymore, so he was spoiled. We really spoiled him. The fact Joe really spoiled him. He was when we had our older children. Well, we were so young ourselves that we didn't really enjoy in the way that we should have had. And we were so busy trying to, make a living and all of this.
I was going to ask you, you didn't seem to have much leisure time, but what did you like to do in your leisure time, you and Joe?
Well, we used to go out quite a bit to the beach. In fact, every Sunday we would pack a lunch, and that's where we would go.
Huntington Beach?
Seal Beach.
Seal Beach.
We would go after mass and stay there the rest of the day. We used to have a real nice time. Oh, we would go to the park and all his brothers.
Dixie Park?
No, down to Recreation Park.
Recreation Park.
All his brothers would come down, and the whole gang. We would all pack a lunch, and we would all go down to the beach. That was one of our main things we did. Obviously, we were always at the beach.
That'd be a big family picnic.
Or evenings we would go down to the Colorado Lagoon.
Colorado Lagoon. I've not heard of that. Where is
Yeah,
that?
that's right in right at the recreation park. It's close to there.
What would you do down there?
They have just go swimming. Oh, it's a
Oh.
big lagoon. They have. In fact, that's where Freddie took his swimming lessons. I would take him there. They would give swimming lessons and show how to dive and all of that. It
Now,
was like
was this
swimming.
something you do, the whole family would do in the evening?
Yes, in the evenings we would go down. We would go down and in summer, in summertime we would go down in the evenings and go swimming in this lagoon. Oh, this place would just be packed with people. We were all, well, it was mostly what we did. Just went swimming with the kids, and they all loved the water, so they all
Would you
loved to
take
go.
a
Well, Joe had a car.
Yes.
Would you take
Did he have just the one car, or did you have two cars?
No, we had just the one. Because I didn't drive at the time. I didn't know. I didn't learn how to drive until my girls were married, and Tom was in the service. I didn't learn until then.
And you started to work on the ranch too, didn't you, at one
Yes.
point? When was that?
That was after all the kids had grown up and were in school. Then I started going to help. Then it's a big
Going
deal
to
for
school,
me.
that would be the late 40s,
Yes.
around there. And then what would you do? Housework? Cooking?
Cooking. I would go help the cook on her day off. First, I started going to help Ida. She was a housekeeper.
Yeah.
On her day off, I would go and clean house. Then, on the cook's day off, I would go and do the cooking.
And were you paid for that?
Yeah.
And what did you make?
Oh dear, I don't even remember now. I don't even know what I much I made. I know my daughter Martha, when she was 11 years old, she would go and wash dishes at night. They would give her 50 cents, and she
50 cents for the whole thing?
yes, she would give 50 cents, and she was so happy to come and you know what she would do? She would come home and give them to me. And if you hear
Is that
Mom,
50 cents an hour or 50 cents for the whole
50 cents
evening?
an hour, I think
An
is
hour.
what she would pay.
Oh,
And she
give
would,
it to
and
you.
she worked about an hour, so that's what. And she would come home and give me the 50. She thought that was really great that she could come home and give me some
Oh,
money.
that's so touching.
Yeah. So, and I worked there, and I'd yeah, I just don't remember how much I used to get. I forget now. I was getting well, probably $1 an hour. I really don't remember. I really don't remember.
How many years did you work on the ranch?
Oh, quite a few years until Joe got sick. Tell me about Joe's sickness.
What was it and when?
He was diabetic. You know, and it's, and that was such a, that's how it started. Being diabetic and I guess he just gave up. He just, the diet, he just didn't believe in keeping a diet. Which is the worst thing that you know, a person that has diabetes, that's the first thing, that's the worst thing they can do, not keep their diet.
Yeah.
And he just didn't want to keep a diet.
Did he love to eat?
Yes, he loved to eat. So, but, so I used to go in every day. I either was cleaning or I would go clean, help him clean or cook, help him cook. And on the day off and when she took a vacation, I remember this big wood stove they have in the ranch. Oh, I cooked there a lot of times on that stove. I did a lot of cooking.
Still there.
Yeah. A lot of cooking and making. But the man just loved me. At that time, they had a lot of work hands. Still, there were a lot of work hands working the ranch. And they just loved to see me go and on the cook's day off, they would just love to see me cook and say, I'm making some enchiladas. I'm making some tacos.
Who was the cook then? Mrs. Hudson?
It was Mrs. Hudson and Mary.
Mary.
Miss Mary Stendhal.
Right.
She was a cook.
So you'd make Mexican food?
Yes, I would make Mexican
food.
About
how many men were there?
Oh, there were... the foreman and the bookkeeper and all of them in the office, they would all come to eat there. So...
The unmarried men?
Right? Well, even if they're... they would come and... they would have lunch there at noon. The secretary and all of them would come. All of them would have lunch.
The secretary was a woman.
Yes.
So they'd all eat the men's dining.
They all eat the men's dining room. So there was about nine and all. You know, with office crew and the workmen and all of them. And then Joe would go eat there too. Because since I was there cooking, he would go in.
This would be in the early 40s, or what year about?
Oh, about the 50s, I would say. About the late 40s and early 50s.
And it was about this time, when did you discover that Joe had diabetes?
Oh, it must have been in the 50s, when the first inkling we got of it, he was putting on a lot of weight. He was really... he was just getting heavier and heavier all the time. And then I thought he was getting a heart attack or something at night. One night, he got very sick and couldn't breathe and was having pains in his chest. And I had to call a neighbor because I didn't know how to drive. And my son was in service already. So I had to call a neighbor to come and help me with him and to take him to the doctor. So he took him to the doctor, and then that's when they discovered his diabetes was affecting his heart. And we didn't even know what he had. We didn't know he had diabetes.
So did my grandmother, how did he pay for the medicines and all of the care?
Well, Mrs. Dixie sent him to a doctor in Beverly Hills, and she paid for everything. She was paying for it.
Did she pay for medical and dental care for your children, too?
No. No, we didn't. She would help out whenever, you know. She helped, not for Joe's illness. She did help us out a lot. She paid most of the doctor bills and medication and all that. Until later, you know, when she got sick herself and Joe had it for about 5 years. He couldn't work or anything for about 5 years before he died.
Oh.
So
You said you moved away in 42.
No.
When was it?
We moved in 63.
You stayed, you were on the ranch until the...
About 63. The summer of 63.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he couldn't work anymore, and there was a lot of, Mrs. Dixie was gone, and, well, you know.
So you stayed there in your house until 63.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And 5 years before that was when Joe couldn't work?
No, it's about, must have been about, oh, a couple of years.
All right, yeah.
About 2 years or so.
And then you moved over to here.
Yeah. Yeah, we moved over here.
And, then... And Joe just got sicker and sicker, I guess.
Yes, he just, you know, he kept seeing the doctor, but it was complications, you know. His diabetes had just couldn't control it anymore, and from that he got complications, started getting gangrene on his foot, and he was in the hospital. He was in and out of the hospital for the last 3 years before he died. He was just in and out of the hospital.
How did you pay for all that?
Well, we had the Blue Cross.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Blue Cross, which was something else that the ranch, you know, if he hadn't been for that, I don't know what we would have done.
The ranch encouraged you to get that?
Yes, and they paid for it.
They paid for
the Blue Cross. It was a group insurance, so they paid for it.
Was this for all of the workers on the ranch?
Yes, for all the workers. Was for all the workers. Mm-hmm. Then Joe had a. There was some money. There was some kind of plan, or I think Mrs. Dixie put this money for all the workers. Some kind of insurance, where each month they would receive a check as long as they live.
Mm, a pension.
Sort of like a pension. Like, and it depends on your age. The older you were, the more money you got. But see, since Joe was the youngest, he wasn't getting very much. And they either wanted to either give you a lump sum or give you every month so much. And
this couldn't have been in the 30s or 40s. This must have been something.
No, it was later on, because that used to help us quite a bit.
Yeah. What do you suppose that pension plan was?
I do.
Was this after my grandfather died?
Yes.
Yes, I know. Now I know what you're talking about. That was a major change.
Mm-hmm.
That my mother, I think, and father helped the company to work out. And my uncle Bob Green.
Yeah. That. And so, Joe used to get, I think it was $44 a month.
And you know what the others were getting?
I know, but I knew that the older they were. They were mm-hmm. getting a little more. But as soon as he died, that was it. You know, it stopped. With his death, it stopped. It did. But see, and then we had this two houses, but then that's what helped us out quite, because we were renting both of them.
These two houses?
Mm-hmm. With some in the one in the back. So that's
so while you were living at the Alameda,
yes.
You rented both of them?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because he wasn't working anymore and there was no money coming in.
What were his wages before he got sick? He started at 50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Were those wages changed at all?
Yes, he was still. I think he was making about 300.
At the end.
At the end.
Mm-hmm.
About 300 a month, or 300 a month, something like that.
Plus your house.
Yes.
And would you get free milk from the ranch?
We used to get free milk. And when we had wood stove, we would get all the wood.
Yeah.
Later on, we had we got our gas. They put in, you know, gas. So we had to pay our utilities, which was our gas, our light, and our telephone. But, you know, like water, we didn't have to pay for water.
How would you pay that? Out of your, did they take it out of your paycheck, or would you
say? No, we each paid our own utility
uh-huh.
bills. We each had a meter, and they would bill each of us, you know, gas company or, electricity, that we would have to pay our own bills.
Do you remember when, or if, indoor bathrooms were put into those houses there on Palos Verdes?
Yes. In 37, we were the first ones to have a...
Of course.
We were the first ones, when we moved into the house, you know, the one that was just down below when they moved it in, then Joe told Mrs. Dixie that he would like to have a. In fact, there was quite a bit over that because nobody else had it. So all the other employees, you know, they felt.
So they got it eventually?
Yes, eventually. Yes, because so we were, in fact, Joe had to pay for the tub and the toilet and the wash basin. He had to pay for it. Then Mrs. Dixie paid for the plumbing and paid to have built another little room, you know,
onto the house.
Yes.
And then was it how soon after was that done for all the houses?
Well, after it was in the about a couple of years later, they built a new home right in the center of where the circle was, you know, which then a brand new home was built.
Mm. This picture doesn't go far enough, but it would be down there.
Yes, it would be about, I think this one. Mm-hmm. Right, that was the very first brand new home that was built. Two bedrooms, a living room, a bathroom, and, you know, oh, they're really nice. Mm-hmm. And Matt, Joe's oldest brother, moved in there. He was pushing to move into that new house. And then afterwards, another one was built, which was our house.
That was house number three?
Number two. Mm-hmm. That brand new home that they made.
I mean, that was the third house that you lived in?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes. So I think this was it.
Yeah. But then, Angie, did the Bixby tack on bathrooms for all the houses so that every bathroom had their own?
They all had their own bathrooms. And they built this other house on top of it. They tore down the old house.
Yeah.
There was as you go up the little hill that where Nag used to live. Then he moved into a new home. So they tore down his house, and then they built ours there, a brand new home. Mrs. Dixie wanted to know if I wanted a big kitchen, she was just so nice, you know, she would come down, and I know that I think she was extra nice with us.
I think so,
she
too.
Was.
I think Joe was her favorite.
She was extra nice, mm-hmm. She was always doing, and the other workers, they were a little jealous, you know, because mm-hmm. I knew because they were. And they built a real beautiful home, all of them. Great big living room, two bedrooms, a great big huge kitchen, a service porch. Oh, it's really nice.
But Joe didn't seem to have any hesitancy to ask her for things.
Well, yes, he would, like these homes, he didn't ask for a new home. I mean, there would be, I think it was Mrs. Bixby that wanted to have torn all the old houses. They tore down all the old houses.
I mean, you say that when you moved to house to your second house.
Yes.
Joe asked for an indoor
bathroom. He said he would like to, you know, we had small children and they couldn't be going out at night into the.
See, I think Joe and my grandmother had a very special kind of relationship.
Yeah, because he asked her and she agreed. She said yes. So he said, well, I'll buy the bathtub. And then, so he bought the bathtub and the toilet and wash basin. And then she had him come and build the room, you know, the extra room, bathroom and service porch. And had the plumber come down and put down all.
You say that the other workers were jealous of that?
I think they were, because they could see where more things were done for us than anybody else. And after Joe started driving Mrs. Dixie around, I was asked to come along a lot of the times. I went to a lot of real nice places because Mrs. Dixie invited me to come along. And, you know, and one thing about Sister and Mrs. Hoskins, they didn't, when we were with them, they didn't treat you as a servant.
They didn't think of you as a servant.
No, you know, we were treated just like one of the family. Mm-hmm. In fact, one time I had never been to the Santa Barbara Fiesta. Remember the Santa Barbara Fiesta? Where Sister would ride a horse and, oh, there were Mrs. Bixby and Mr. Bixby invited me to come along with them, show us them and drive them down. And we'd like to sit with them at the box, at the president's box, because Mr. Bixby was the president of the Fiesta or something. And at that time, I was,
what year was this?
Because the governor was
Warren.
Warren was the governor.
Yeah, like 40s or 50s.
Uh-huh, yes. And I shook hands with him. Mr. and Mrs. Bixby introduced me to, you know, we were there with him, and they, you know, and say hello to everybody. I went to the fair at Sacramento, to the Sacramento Fair. I went with him.
Joe drove my grandfather.
Both of them. And Mr. Bixby was the president of the fair. And when they had the horse races, well, he had a special box for the president. So Mrs. Bixby says, well, you go around and go on and see the fair, you know, and the race is going to start at a certain time. Here's your tickets. So they gave us our tickets so we could go in into the box, you know, to sit for our seats. You know, we had, so we could go sit down there. And so we walk around and we went and had something to eat. And Joe says, I'm tired. And I says, so am I. I says, well, why don't we just go and sit? Anyway, the races will start pretty soon. I said, okay, let's go. So we start walking you know, to the stand for the races were going to start, and there were very few people. You know, they were starting to come in, but Mr. and Mrs. Bixby weren't there yet because it was still early. So we went, and we had our tickets for, you know, for our seat. So we start walking, and then these girls, you know, they were ushering. They kept looking at us, and then they would look at one another, and they wondered what we were doing. And then when they saw us walk and sit on the president's box, well, well, then they thought, well, gee, they're lost. So they came to it, and they said, well, do you have a ticket? How come you're sitting there? That's for the president. That's the president's box. And Joe says, I know it is. He says, I know it is. And that's where we're sitting. We have tickets, see? So he showed me the ticket. So then the this girl, you know, so she went away. She says, well, they have tickets. She said, well, they have tickets, so I guess it's okay. And that's just something, you know, that I would tell all my friends and relatives, I have never known anybody like them. Mm-hmm. And just, that was just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget that time, you know, when these girls, they couldn't get over it, while we were while we were sitting at the president's box, you know.
Did Joe, when did he die?
He died in 67.
67.
Uh-huh.
And you say he just didn't really want to take care of himself.
Yes, he just...
He's supposed to. It was because he was no longer at the ranch. It sounds to me like he didn't really care that much, too.
Well, I guess that had a lot to do with it.
That he was moving away from the ranch.
Yes, because even Freddie, my son, he just hated to move out of the ranch. Mm. When we moved here, you know, he said, I wish I was back at the ranch. I don't like it here.
Joe got sick in 60, whenever that was. He moved out of the ranch in 63, and Joe got been sick for 2 or 3 years.
Yes.
My grandfather died in 52, my grandmother in 61, mm-hmm. Joe got sick in 62.
Well, he was sick before Mrs. Bixby died. Not real bad, but he already was diabetic, because Mrs. Bixby paid a lot of his, he was for about 5 years, he was, you know, he was really bad where he couldn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But he had diabetes for quite a while,
mm-hmm.
before he got serious, you know, Faye was born the year Mr. Dixon died. Mm-hmm. Oh, and she was so happy. She was already having trouble with her speech when Freddie was born. Joe went down and to tell her that the baby had been born. It was a boy. And she said, what's your name? And she says, Jill says, Frederick. Oh, my son. she said it real clear, Jill says. She said it real clear. She says, my son.
Not my husband.
No, she says, my son. So I don't know what she was, but she was, she was just so glad that we can name him Frederick.
Yeah.
Because she says, well, if it's a boy, it's going to be named Frederick.
Mm-hmm. So. Did you name him after grandfather or
after Mr. Bishop.
Uh-huh.
So it's
his name is really Fred. It's always been Fred. Fred Hathaway Bixby and his son,
yes.
Frederick.
Frederick. Well, we never called him Frederick. It's always Fred.
Yeah.
We had never called him Fred. And Joe used to get along real good with Frederick, too.
Mm-hmm.
He got along real good.
Yeah.
In fact, all of them were, just...
Did you go to Grandfather's funeral?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I did not go because I was in New York at the time and I couldn't get home until the week after the funeral. What was, tell me anything you remember about that.
Well, it was at the, in Long Beach at this church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, they had flowers like I've never seen before. Mm-hmm. They brought them by the truckload. Oh, they had all around this church, which is they had sort of like a patio. Oh, and it was just all the wreaths and bouquets and all the just
did you sit with the family?
No, we sat back with all of Joe's family and all the workers and we sat with all of them,
But it was near the the family.
We sat there with them.
And what was my grandmother very upset or was she how was
well she was such a strong person that she was upset, but I mean, really, you couldn't. She was not, out there crying and carrying on, but, she was very quiet, and you could see just how hard it was, but, you could tell, how hurt, how sad she was, but she knew how to carry herself.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple of more questions. Mrs. Cisneros, Joe's mother, how did you get along with her?
Well, I got along with her fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was a very nice lady. She, we were there See, Joe died before she did, and she never knew that Joe had died. We never told her.
How could you not tell?
Because she was already so sick, she didn't know what was going on.
Where was she, in a hospital?
No, she was at home. She died at home. She died at home. In fact, she died just a couple of streets down Cherry Street. They had a little mom. That's where she was living. And so the family thought it best not to tell her, because it would only upset her and probably make her worse. And she never did know, and I guess she was sick that she didn't even miss him. She didn't, she was sick for such a long time that her daughter was Petra was the one that had to take care of her.
What did she have?
It was such, so many things, so many complications that I really, but she was bedridden, where she couldn't even get out of bed or anything. Petra had to bathe her in bed, try to give her something to eat, and she really took good care of her. She was her nurse day and night.
Lucky woman. Do you remember the earthquake of 1933?
Yes, I do.
Where were you at that time, and what?
I was leaving. It was before I was married.
Mm-hmm.
I was leaving
at Stanton.
At Stanton. Mm-hmm. It was the first earthquake I had. I didn't even know it. I didn't even know what was happening. It was early in the evening. It was before dinner time. I know my dad had come home from work and my brothers, and we were getting ready to have our meal. It was during Lent. It was on a Friday, and we were supposed to go to church after we had dinner. bin land. And all of a sudden, you know, the house started shaking and things started falling. And there was all this screaming going on. All my brothers and sisters, you know, they were outside playing, and they started running, coming toward the house. My mom said that the ground just went up like in waves. And I had one of my smaller sisters. I was trying to put her to sleep, to take a nap. I had her in my arms. And so I tried to run and get out of the house. And all the things were falling, you know. And I couldn't run, but I finally made it outside. And my mom ran outside to try and get my sisters, my younger sisters and brother. They were crying and running. And she said the car was parked in front, and the car was just kind of rolling. And she was afraid that because they would fall, they would get up and run and fall. And she fell herself, and she hurt her ankle. Mm. And so everybody was crying, and they didn't know what was going on. And my mother, she was praying, and, you know, and just, and my brothers, and all of a sudden we noticed they had, the stove collapsed, and it was burning, because